Okay. Director Van Tran, would you like to lead us in the pledge? Maybe he's in.
Yeah, mute.
Can you come off mute, Van? Okay, maybe I'll go ahead and start. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Good morning, everyone. Can we have roll call, please?
Roll call, Director Green.
Yes.
Director Nguyen. Director Yeo.
Here.
Director Rowe.
Here.
Director Whitaker.
Here.
Director Mendoza. Director Ma'ai.
Here.
Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Sheldon. Director Tran. You do have a quorum.
All right. Do we have any items too late to be agendized?
There are none.
All right. Now is the time for visitor participation. Do we have anyone who would like to speak to us this morning? I'm not seeing any hands.
I don't see any hands raised.
All right. Let's move on to the consent calendar. Do we have a motion for the consent calendar?
I'll move it.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second.
Roll call, Director Green.
Yes.
Director Nguyen.
Yes.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Rowe.
Yes.
Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Okay. That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Okay, wow, we're moving along. Okay, can we move on to item 9, which is an update on the Orange County Grand Jury Report. Water in Orange County needs one voice.
Certainly, Madam Chair. John Kennedy will present to the committee this morning.
Okay.
Morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. Let me share my screen here. Okay, so we're going to talk about some potential agreement deal points between the Water District and MODOC. So this goes back to last summer when the Orange County Grand Jury put out a report regarding the Water District and MODOC. The Grand Jury assessed Orange County's wholesale water agencies, and that's OCWD and MODOC. The grand jury reviewed our operations, MODOC's operations, and interviewed a lot of water managers in the county. And the grand jury's conclusion was that OCWD and MODOC should consolidate. And this is actually the third time a grand jury has looked into this issue and made this recommendation. So we began meeting with MODOC. An ad hoc committee was formed. There were 3 board members from OCWD and 3 board members from MODOC. Had 3 meetings this past fall. MODOC does not agree that a consolidation would be beneficial. So we sort of put the consolidation on hold, and we went down an alternative approach where we talked about maybe we would enter into an agreement with MODOC to help improve coordination and address some specific issues. So before you can come up with an agreement, you got to come up with some deal points that the agreement would be written around. And so the ad hoc committee discussed and edited some potential deal points at 2 meetings. And we did not reach full consensus with the ad hoc committee members on all of the deal points. And MODOC's Administration Finance Committee is actually reviewing the deal points at 8:30 this morning. So we were hoping to participate in that after our Water Issues Committee meeting. We also discussed and edited the deal points with the groundwater producers, had several meetings talking about the deal points. And then at the monthly MODOC member agency meetings, there were a couple meetings where the deal points were discussed. So it's been a lot of discussion in the water community about the deal points. So before I get into the deal points, I wanted to just make sure everybody understood how MODOC administers. MODOC has four MET directors. And I just wanted to make sure everyone understands how MODOC has organized the selection of their four MET directors currently. So MODOC says they will select two of their four MET directors from the MODOC board. And right now, Director Larry Dick is one of the MET directors, and then Sat Tamarabucci is another. Now, Director Tamarabucci, people will know, did not win re-election, and MODOC right now is in the process of replacing Director Tamarabucci with another one of their board members. But then MODOC has also set aside that there would be a South Orange County representative, and that's currently Dennis Erdman, used to be a board member at South Coast Water District. And then there's what's called a North Orange County representative, and Linda Ackerman is in that seat right now. And then when the South or North Orange County position becomes open, the MODOC member agencies in that area come together and select a candidate that is then considered by the MODOC board. This process has happened twice for the South Orange County representative, but has never happened for the North Orange County representative. So this is how things are currently set up, and we wanted everyone just to understand that before I get into the deal points. So here, there's six deal points. They were in the staff report, and I'll just read them here. The first deal point is regarding the MET board members, and the deal point says, Orange County Water District and MODOC boards agree to work collaboratively so that OCWD can designate a representative that will serve on the MET board. To accomplish this, they further agree that OCWD board shall nominate its designee subject to the ratification by a simple majority of the MODOC North County member agencies as one of MODOC's appointed MET directors. And then the recommended designee shall be appointed by the MODOC board in accordance with the objective criteria contained within section 1500 of its administrative code. So we feel we need to have somebody representing us up at MET kind of directly. And I'll get into why we think this is important for us in a couple more slides here. But I wanna go through all the deal points first. The second deal point is that MODOC and OCWD will jointly advocate for the organization of a groundwater committee at MET. And this deal point is just based on, we think groundwater basins in Southern California have a much more important role to play, especially given all the issues that we're having with water from the Colorado River in Northern California. We just need to be utilizing our groundwater basins in Southern California a lot better. And we think that could be accomplished, or we can get toward that goal with a special groundwater committee at MET. The next three deal points were actually added by MODOC during the negotiations. First is MODOC and OCWD staff will work together on development of a new South County emergency water supply program. And that's something we've been generally working on already. Next bullet point, when needed, MODOC and OCWD staffs shall hold a common joint member agency producers meeting to improve cross communication among various staffs and agencies. That's a good idea. MODOC and OCWD staff will commit to participate and provide all necessary information for regional studies and her plans. Another good idea. And then the last bullet point was neither OCWD nor MODOC will pursue any consolidation efforts as long as the agreement is in place. So those are the six deal points. So we did a survey of the North Orange County agencies. There's 17 North County agencies. These are member agencies of MODOC. And we sent out the deal points to them and we asked them, do you like the deal points or not? And we got 11 responses that yes, they liked the deal points. We had five agencies say they did not like the deal points. And then there was one agency that did not respond. And the staff report has exactly who the agencies were that voted yes or no on the deal points. But we thought this was overall good support for the deal points as they were written. So I wanted to talk about why we think OCWD needs to have a better relations with MODOC, better interaction or with MET. Why we need to have more direct interaction with the Metropolitan Water District. Why it's important that we be able to select a MET director. And I just wanted to remind everybody that we have some very large programs with MET that can significantly impact our finances and operations. We have a storage program with MET where MET can store up to 66,000 acre feet of water in our basin. They can be taking water out of our basin, out of their storage account, or they can be putting water into the storage account. And that impacts where we set the basin production percentage. MET, we typically buy 50 to 60,000 acre feet of water from MET. So you have to buy that water over a lot of different months at different flow rates. The cost of that water is about $45 billion. So that has a big impact to our operations. We have another agreement with MET where MET can deliver up to 100,000 acre feet of water. And it's called like a pre-delivery agreement. And this is a situation where MET has a lot of water and MET knows in the future we'll be buying water. So MET can just say, let us pre-deliver 100,000 acre feet into your basin and you don't have to pay for it yet. And you can pay for it later. So it's a good conjunctive use program, but when that happens, we have to sit down and negotiate with MET, okay, how quickly are you gonna deliver all this water? How many months are you going to be delivering it to us? And then how many years do we have to repay it? So that's a big negotiation process. We also have MET's Carson project, their pure water project, where MET has put in the future that potentially the water district, we could be buying 30 to 50,000 acre feet of recycled water from that project. Now that's a future phase for MET, but that would be a big obligation for us to buy that water. And that's where you would have to buy the water every year. You'd have to, it'd be like a take or pay arrangement. And then we have our SARCUP storage program, and that's where we're storing water in the watershed with different agencies, and MET is in the middle of that. So these are just examples of why you know we think we need to have very good working relationship with the MET staff, with the key MET staff. Changes to these programs often get discussed up at MET, and we just think we should have a seat at the table and direct access to these meetings. And we used to have that direct access to MET. And this goes back to a resolution that was passed in 1986, where the resolution specifically called for improving OCWD, MODOC's, and MET's coordination and access. And this resolution was attached to the board packet. And we actually had an OCWD director that was on the MET board from 1996 to 2005. I can remember we had an OCWD employee, he was my boss at the time, who worked at MET for a few days a week during the summer of 95 to improve relations and get us direct access to the MET staff. We used to be invited to attend monthly MET meetings. We used to be invited to participate in special Met staff workshops. We could directly call Met staff. Met staff could directly call us. This is all going away. We no longer have this access to Met, and that's and we're trying to get back to the way things used to be. So we're hoping the this agreement and these deal points would be a big step in getting back to where we used to be in interacting with Metropolitan Water District. So that's the presentation, and our recommendation is to agendize this for next Wednesday's board meeting and to approve the deal points for a possible agreement with MODOC. And with that, staff can answer any questions.
Okay. Do we have any questions?
Yes.
Yes, Director Nguyen.
One of the deal points is that MODOC gets to choose our representative, and that's the one that I think we should review again. I believe we should choose one of our representatives. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Okay, Director Whitaker.
Yes, not really a question, but I do want to say that I appreciate getting a view of the history and the back and forths in this relationship. That's helpful for me to understand what our aims are really and what can be done from here. And I am disappointed at the deterioration of the relationship that appears to have happened over the last few decades. And that's all, thanks.
Director Rowe.
I think these are excellent deal points. I think it's pretty thorough, although I have a feeling there's some other issues that I'd like to propose, but maybe they've been proposed and dismissed or set aside. But I think this is excellent. It's unfortunate that MODOC is adamant in saying that we should not merge. We definitely need to improve our communication, since this will go a long way towards doing that. Thanks, staff.
Director Tran.
First of all, I apologize for the audio technical problems I had. It would be a pleasure to do the pledge next time. I do have a question regarding the grand jury report with all the deal points and the ongoing or the pending difficulties with MODOC. Historically, has there been, in terms of going forward, has there been an operating or at least a communications MOU with MODOC so that there is some sort of an agreement or at least an understanding between the two agencies, between OCWD and MODOC, to communicate and to work together, if not to merge with each other. So I wonder if there's any formal documents that we have that would bind at least in force, in spirit, through an MOU for MODOC to communicate with us and vice versa.
We, Director Tran, we did have such an, I don't think you could call it an agreement. There was a joint resolution that John referred to in his presentation back in 1986 that served as a framework to describe what those relationships would be. However, over time, they haven't really been enforced, if you will. So there has been on the part, as John said, where OCWD has been told not to attend certain meetings, whereas the resolution may have said that they should have attended such meetings. And that's what's led to the frustration, I guess, over the past half a dozen years, say, and has led to the district feeling that it's important to have an agreement as opposed to a resolution to define those issues.
Okay. Anybody else? Not seeing any other hands.
Director Green.
Oh, here we go. Director Yeo.
Thank you, Director Green. John, thank you for the presentation. So regarding the survey, of the North Orange County agencies. So who responded to those surveys? Were they the key decision makers in each of the agencies, or it's a mix of staff level management, or could be Paul Schoenberger, and then in Buena Park, it could be a field person. Is that?
you're correct, Director Yeo. It was a variety of people. It was generally for a city, it would be the person who runs the city's water department. For a special district, it was generally the general manager.
But it could be, were they like members of the, you know, the meeting that we have after today's meeting, generally with the producers meeting? Yeah, are they those individuals who responded or?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Generally the same people who come to the monthly producers meeting.
Yeah. Well, just to clarify, Director Yeo, it's the MODOC North County member agencies. So it's generally the producers, but it excludes the three cities because the three cities are not MODOC member agencies. And it also includes the cities of La Habra and Brea, which are MODOC North County agencies.
Okay, thank you.
President Sheldon.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. Appreciate the opportunity to share some thoughts. And I wanna thank John and Mike for all the hard work they put on this, and John for the report. I just wanna kind of go through a couple thoughts as to the working together. I think we had three meetings, John may have stated in his report. From those, we had these deal points, and Mike went, I think, initially to the producers on an earlier iteration of the deal points and got and solicited comments from everyone on their thoughts on those. And then based upon those comments, we modified the deal points. And I would say we improved them. There's always room for improvement. So what we have in our staff report is the latest iteration of those deal points. And so the purpose of my comment. One is to say, we've tried to make this as inclusive a process as possible and brought in producers or regional agencies, because there's the R umbrella and there's the MODOC umbrella. And I think we've worked hard to do that and to get their opinions. And that was an important part of this. And that the terms that we're looking at now haven't necessarily been they've certainly been presented to MODOC and we've emailed and communicated those to them, but we've not had a fourth ad hoc committee. I don't know whether we'll need to have that or not. I think the other comments I wanted to make was that that was a question that was brought up was the other cities, and Anaheim, Santa Ana, and Fullerton are not included in this one. And who knows how they might look at this? And I think some of them may be predisposed to support it, and maybe not. But I think that would have been an important part to see, but they were not a part of that because they're an independent Met city as one of the earlier and original signatories when Met was created. So, and I guess the other thing to add is, you know, as a part of this process that we've had, I'm encouraged that we can come to some type of a compromise, and you know, we're working toward that. I wish though that as we're working on this, as John Kennedy, you know, stated, our staff is still prohibited from communicating with Met staff, and that just sort of boggles my mind. And hopefully, we can kind of get over that sort of approach. The other thought is that when you look at the vote of these producers, and we look at percentages and percentage of the vote, you know, to me, it looks like it's got 16 agencies participating, and so you've got about a 69% in favor, 68.75 and 31.25. So say 69% for and 31% against, and I'll state that I rounded up a quarter percent, so or down. So it's a pretty overwhelming number of producers that have said yes. So wanted to add that additional information. Thank you.
Anybody else? Paul Schoenberger.
Thank you very much, Paul Schoenberger, General Manager at Mesa Water District. Yeah, I think this has been a really good effort. Appreciate the effort that Director Sheldon and Mike Marcus have done in reaching out to MODOC. You know, there certainly is opportunity for improvement in the coordination and the cooperation between the two agencies. So, you know, support these efforts. Have heard from Orange County Water District and from MODOC that the meetings were very positive and very fruitful. So we're you know, hopeful that that this goes through. The consolidation process is a, you know, very long, onerous, and uncertain process. So if we can get you know, these key points and the key cooperation going forward, you know, through this agreement, that'd be fantastic. I always say that when the parents argue, it's the children that suffer. So that's what we feel as the producers. It'd be much better for all of Orange County, for MODOC and Orange County Water District to have a better relationship. Just regarding one slide that John Kennedy presented with the two, with the four MET directors from MODOC and two that are appointed that are MET directors. There's a South County director, and then Director Ackerman was listed under North County representative. I really don't consider that North County representative. I mean, we never went through the process. The North County agencies never, you know, had an input on that selection. We've never met with the director on any kind of MET issues. So, you know, I consider the you know, her appointment prior to, you know, many years ago prior to this process, and that, you know, we're still waiting for our first quote North Orange County MET director. So those are my thoughts, and you know, good luck going forward with the process.
Thank you. President Sheldon.
Thank you. I wanted to add one more thing, and also appreciate, Paul, all of your comments. And you know, I think we just have to be real candid. I wouldn't say that every meeting and all conversations were positive. I think there was certainly some we're positive in our demeanors, but there definitely was some differing thoughts on this. And so we've got to go into this very open-eyed as to what that was. In fact, you know, we're still not done. This is just the first step of us maybe working toward coming close to ending these discussions and coming to an agreement. But I mean, if you look at the MODOC staff report and you read their staff report and our staff report, they're very different. So, you know, as the staffs write it up, we did take minutes at one of the meetings, and the other meeting, we did agree to have it recorded on Zoom. So we do have some records of what was discussed, but we want to be positive. We want to be that positive parent that wants to achieve, you know, a reconciliation and be able to work amicably together. I think it's very important for all our producers, for all of our ratepayers. Orange County Water District, you know, what's our final expansion is complete, and now we are making water from our final expansion right now. We are doing that. We're going to have a groundbreaking in spring of 2023. But when we're down there, I suspect that we might have the basin pumping percentage up to 82%. And with that, you know, for the central and north Orange County, 2.6 million people, Orange County Water District, through our groundwater basin, we'll be delivering 82% of the water, and 18% of the water will be imported coming through MODOC. And that to me just is just a number that resounds very loudly that there needs to be some more cooperation with how we as a county and agencies interact with MET, because MET is really where things happen right now as we're moving forward with all the challenges that California's faced. The challenge that Orange County faces, it's very important that we have a absolute voice there. So I hope that the board will look kindly upon the staff report. I intend just to, I would like I'll be one of our 10 votes. If there's 10 directors on right now, I'll be voting yes for it, just pushing, going forward to our board meeting, and hopefully my colleagues will join us. Thank you.
Okay. I don't see any more hands.
I'll move the recommended action.
Okay, do we have a second?
Director Whitaker seconds.
Okay.
Roll call, Director Green.
Yes.
Director Nguyen.
Yes.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Rowe.
Yes.
Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Okay, that motion carries with 5 yes votes.
All right. Moving on to awarding the contract for the City of Tustin PFAS Treatment System and Influent Conveyance Project to Caligua Inc.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Chris Olson will run through this item rather quickly.
Got thanks, that, Mike.
Yes, I got that. Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I will do my best. So looking at our district boundary, City of Tustin shown in a little red box right there. That's Tustin. Zooming in closely, what the project is composed of is four wells. You have Pasadena, Vandenberg, Columbus, Bonita well. That's a new well that's been drilled in the process of being equipped. All of this is going to a centralized treatment plant at their main plant facility. This is similar to what we did for Yorba Linda in the sense that it made a lot more sense to put it at one centralized location. But for Tustin specifically, it made sense because the individual well sites do not have a lot of property. They would have had to buy surrounding properties to have individual wellhead treatments. So what you see here in the blue is about 2.5 miles of conveyance pipeline from each of the wells into main headers, which goes to the main plant treatment site location. And a little schematic, it's for these four wells, there's four systems, four ion exchange systems. You've got the pre-filters on the right. It comes from the well field and goes into their 2.2 million gallon reservoir. And this is just a rendering of what that would look like if you were standing next to it. What's unique about this one is, let me go back to that, is Tustin has their main plant and they have their reservoir and they also have their booster pump station. So all these wells, these four wells will go to the treatment, then it'll go to the reservoir, into the booster pump station, out into distribution, along with their existing main plant wells 3 and 4, which are on this same site. So we went out for construction bids, advertised on October 11th. We had two addenda. It was just addenda one was just providing a report and revising some sheets and responses to questions. And addendum two was similar questions and revising some sheets. We only received 3 bids on November 29th. And those were from Caliagua, T.E. Roberts, R.C. Foster. Each one of these, because there's a significant portion of pipeline work, had either themselves or a sub doing the pipeline work. So we had bids ranging from 19.7 to 21.2. You know, I brought this up last week at the board meeting that we did get the bids and they were more than what our cost estimate was. You know, we had the cost estimate done over a year ago, and we've been pretty fortunate that our cost estimates have been right on spot on with what we've actually received. You know, as the contractors looked at this and they got into the components of the pipeline, you know, these pipelines are in the city, downtown Tustin, very tight streets, limited space, limited lengths of work that they can do. Price increase, probably double of what we thought the pipeline was going to be. And then we also, because of the major booster pump considerations, we were under by about $2 million for that also, just because of how prices have gone up recently for electrical components and controls. So that really is what the driver was for the extra cost that you see here in the bid prices. So just showing the project budget with that, we have Jacobs doing the design at CM. We have that contract there, which we are recommending to Caliagua for $19.7 million. They checked, references checked out. They met all of our qualifications. They've done this work before. It looks good. We have our pre-purchased vessel systems there for $1.6 million. The resin will come out of our resin agreement that we have with Evoqua, our 2-year agreement. So all of that with contingency brings it to a total project budget of $25.7 million. Wanted to point out that we just recently submitted a grant application for $5 million specific to this project. It's for the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund grant, and that's submitted through the Water Board. So that's a $5 million grant we're hoping to hear back from early to middle of next year for $5 million to offset some of these costs. So with that, our recommendation this morning is to receive and file the affidavit of publication inviting bids for the project, accept the bid and award it to Caliagua for $19.7 million, establish the project budget for $25.7 million. I hope that was fast enough. I can answer any questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Director Rowe?
Yes, Chris. Curious to know what happened to the nitrate treatment system that is being dismantled. Is the ion exchange going to be taking care of nitrates also?
It's a good question, and I should have brought that up. So the way the main plant's laid out, the existing nitrate treatment system was right in the middle of where we wanted to put the ion exchange treatment system for PFAS. So part of the project includes having a nitrate treatment system off to the side for those main plants, wells 3 and 4. So there will be a new nitrate treatment system. There will be a PFAS treatment system, booster pump station, pipeline. Those are the major components of the project.
We're not paying for the nitrate replacement.
We are paying for it in the sense that it wouldn't have been moved if it weren't for the project. So we had to break it down and remove it and replace it off to the side because of where we needed to put the footprint for the PFAS treatment.
Okay, thank you. I'll move the recommended action.
All right. Do we have a second?
Second from Director Yeo.
All right. We have a motion and a second.
Roll call, Director Green.
Yes.
Director Nguyen. Director Nguyen. Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Rowe.
Yes.
Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Nguyen.
I think she left.
Oh, thank you. Director Mendoza.
Yes.
That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Right. Thank you. Can we agendize all the items on the consent calendar, except for maybe the grand jury, if we're going to need more discussion on that, if there are changes coming because of MODOC's meeting this morning. Does that work?
Certainly, Madam Chair.
Okay. Do we have any director's announcements or reports? Yes, Director Whitaker.
Yes, just very quickly. I need to commend Gina Ayala and her staff, President Sheldon and John Kennedy, for their excellent presentation yesterday in the Mesa Water District OCWD discussion on groundwater and related issues. Very good work. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Anything else? I don't see. General Manager, do you have any announcements or reports?
Nothing to report, Madam Chair.
Okay, we are adjourned.
Thank you.